Bala Sulam writes, do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of the friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all your faults.
Lashalem, to pay from the word lehashlim, to complete, that as much as we lack intellect, emotion, all of our internal qualities, we can complete everything through the connection between us. This is called to pay.
Shuv, kotev Baal HaSulam.
Again, Baal HaSulam writes, do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Mac 1, please.
Добрый день, товарищи. Извините, очень сильно глючит интернет.
Hello, friends.
С телефона заходить несколько дней назад.
Forgive me for my internet. It's not so good, but I wanted to get in. I had to go in through the phone. A few days ago, the friends suggested I will speak about the unity of the friends, and I started to think about it. For the first time in recent time, many of us know many examples that work for them, that when we unite, we help the friends come out of tough states, come out of hospitals. And we can say that this is the connection, this is the unity. We unite only in moments of difficulty, of fear, anxiety, and we are familiar with all of these examples of our unity. And I started to think about something else when they suggested I will talk opposite you. Suddenly, I felt that I felt both joy and also some kind of fear. I never understood what does it mean to constantly be thinking about the friends, about the connection with them. I was never able to really perceive, to grasp what this means. So, okay, I perform some action, I walk, I eat, I'm in some place, I'm 24 hours thinking about the friends. I don't quite get, what does it mean to be with the friends so that the thought is constantly working? And from that, there is joy, but also a certain fear. Joy that I finally started to feel this state, And the fear is that I might lose it. You only want to invest forces in that. So now I understood it, friends, that sooner or later we will come to a state where we will connect with such power, such intensity, such fire, that the Creator will be revealed between us. He will dwell inside of our connection, and He will always be there. Together, friends. Only together.
Friends, I would like to convey that state that we have between us. We've built between us during the preparation, and I would like it to be between us, where the words do not have their usual function, but we'll be able to convey the situation we are already in, that concern and fear that we have within us, the whole kli. And therefore this word, you want to delve into it, you want to complement, not just connect, not just be together, but to really complement, to connect to the point where we bestow upon each other, give to one another, to become that one complete, and all of us fill everyone else. There are many feelings here I'd like to convey, but perhaps it's not the words that are important here, but really perhaps you feel what I mean. I'm very happy that we're engaging in this, we're engaging in this together, that we've been fortunate and we can carry out the most important work in life.
Yes, friends. We will pass this lesson with joy and gratitude and a request. Gratitude for this wonderful goal that is burning inside of the heart of each and every friend. We are at the tip of the most important work, that there is no one who can complete it instead of us. And all of this goodness of the connection, no one else will implement it. No one else will be able to complete this connection that the world needs, that the world has gone so, has become so tired without it. And they will feel it only through our connection. And it's within our power to accelerate the connection of the world, to hasten the good development, the good path. We know the secret of how to do it, how to ask, what to ask from the upper force. And therefore, there is nothing more important than connecting and completing it to a complete connection between us, so that in the end, we will give Him contentment. He awakens us each and every day on the shoulders of the great Kabbalists for us to connect, for us to yearn, for bestow. And now, right here and now, in this preparation, in this lesson, out of the depths of our heart, we will want to be like Him, like the quality of bestow. And about that, too, we ask out of the connection between us. And He, for sure, hears us and is happy with it.
Rabash writes, and when a person imagines that the king is calling him and tells him that he wants to play with him, what joy would he experience then? And what high spirits would he have? Certainly, in that uplifted state, he would not think of any trifle thoughts. He would only be a little embarrassed at not knowing the king's laws and manners, how to behave when the king speaks to him. But he considers what he does know how to do for the king as a great fortune, since nonetheless, he knows some rules by which to keep the king's commandments. which he learned at school when he was young. And now that he is grown and wishes to serve the king, he will certainly miss the knowledge of the king's laws. It turns out that his concern is that he does not know what gives the king more pleasure, which act or which intention. And other than that, he lives in a world that is all good. The society should think of all that while gathering in the assembly.
An active workshop.
Discuss the importance of the Creator and how we give Him contentment by participating in the lesson. Again, speak of the importance of the Creator and how we give Him contentment by participating in the lesson.
What can we say about the importance of the Creator, which just the excerpt we just read now? He is the king when we want to enter his palace. And a person who enters the king's palace is embarrassed at not knowing the king's laws and manners. And this is what we want to do. To bring contentment to the Creator is not only to enter his palace, it's to want to be the king's friend, which is a crazy thought in itself.
We need to build this palace. When they were reading the excerpt, I realized that actually it's out of nowhere. When we have no importance or anything, we need to actually create this palace, this hall, and turn the quality of bestowal to the most important. Each and every day we start anew. And with the help of the connection between us, through kind of technically speaking, we catch the direction more and more. We elevate the importance of the quality of bestowal, and then we have the palace, we have everything, and we can just go in.
Somewhere on the way to all the good things that David described, we often come across difficulties and we don't understand, we don't feel, we don't understand, we don't know, we don't succeed, and all those things. Rav's words from the beginning of the preparation reverberate my mind, that to a level of friends we can compliment for all those gaps. What do we know about building the king's palace and behaving in the king's palace? We can complement everything through engaging in love of friends between us.
Because we are truly building a structure, a building that is built out of our love to each other, the love that we want to give the Creator, the connection between us. And it's not something that should be taken for granted. We cannot be do it without his help, meaning we need him to help us to do it for him. And we also cannot do it without helping each other, without elevating the greatness and importance between us, without understanding that this environment is what brings each and every one of us out of self-love into the building of a structure that is built out of love for others. It's truly a pleasure, and this is why we are here.
We give contentment to the Creator when we ask for the friends, when we want to feel and create this vessel through constant prayer. We are learning the King's laws and manners.
Yes, when all of our concerns are truly about how to reach greater connection, how to build this structure, this building through which we will give him contentment, then by this we are already transmitting on the same wavelength as him. As much as we want to connect, to that extent he is together with us in that action. And he is directing us, he's taking us, he's guiding us, showing us examples, positive ones, negative ones, and actually he builds in us a greater deficiency. So the most important is not to leave this effort where we think of each other and we want to feel in the connection between us this vessel for which we can give him contentment.
Right. So first we thank him for gathering the whole world kli and try to remember that everything is from him, nothing is more important than him. The method, the light that passes through the lesson will help us build the vessel that connects us.
Yes, the most important is the important, helping each other and trying to be connected as much as possible.
Dear Creator, thank you for life, for good and evil, for the truth, and for the falsehood, for all that is possible and impossible, for our path and for the Rav, and the teachers who guide us. Help the whole world adhere to you. Help us connect and unite us to one vessel with which you will be blessed, you will be pleased, and work in us for your glory. Teach us to love with complete faith and serve you with joy. Hear our prayer and reveal yourself in us.
Dear Creator, thank you for life, for good and evil, for truth and falsehood, for all that is possible and impossible, for our path and for the Rav and for the teachers who guide us. Help the whole world adhere to you. Help us connect and unite us to one vessel in which we will give you contentment. Operate in us for your glory. Teach us how to love with complete faith and serve you with joy. Hear our prayer and reveal yourself in us.